Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Pete Alonso, who is the Mets' new home run king. Sustained power prowess for homegrown Pete Alonso, delivering last night two home runs to take that lead from Daryl Strawberry as the Mets' all-time home run leader. And we talk about it. You know, moving it forward, I just don't see, it's not just reacting to last night, it's reacting to the offseason, reacting to the big year Pete has had, the down year Vientos has had, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. coming off the board. There are a lot of reasons for it. The Mets, you know, having success this year with Pete being the primary reason for that success. I don't see how Steve Cohen, regardless of what David Stearns thinks, I don't see how Steve Cohen can let Pete Alonso walk at the end of the year.
Well, I don't see it that way, unfortunately. And, you know, you've heard this, the expression, when people show you who they are, believe them. I would take it a step further. When people show you what they're thinking, believe them. And to me, the thought process from a Mets organization perspective has been pretty clear. They like Pete. I don't know if they want to marry Pete, because if they wanted to marry Pete, they've had many opportunities to do so, even though Pete turned down some contracts. I get that as well. And, you know, once that contract extension was turned down, whatever it was, 158 or 160, whatever the exact number was from Pete's perspective, it really set in a chain of events in motion that has complicated what should be so freaking easy. I mean, you draft the kid, I think it was second round. It was the first, I think it was second out of Florida. Whatever, you draft him very early. And he develops right away, and he rewards you right away. And he is low maintenance. He's a good guy. He's a big-time, prolific, prodigious home run hitter. He's got deficiencies. I get that. And I've talked about it as much as anybody. But that should have been a done deal years ago. And because it wasn't, for different reasons, I think it complicates it now. Sentiment will win out maybe to an extent, like it did a year ago, by him being brought back on February 12th, which is pretty late. It's not gonna win out to the point that Met fans are hoping in this, you know, 5-6 year commitment. Pete can retire, 500 bombs. I think it's gonna be a series of short commitments. Pete might get tired of that. And if the production drops off, the Mets might say, we're good.
Yeah, we're going to see what the market is. I'm sure the Mets will let the market dictate things. I just feel like all this stuff, homegrown guy, the record, the potential chase of 500 down the road, I would think that would be more appealing to certainly for the Mets fans, and Steve Cohen is going to listen to his fans. I just have a hard time thinking he's going to walk. Now, before we move on, and we're going to get back to your Alonso calls here, 888-808-1019. We should mention the Mets are going to be honoring Pete tonight with a special ceremony ahead of the game. Hoff, you said what time they got to be in their
640.
Seats? 640. So be in your seats at 640 ahead of the game tonight with the Mets and the Braves. Some football here. I don't know if you saw this little tidbit, and you're probably not going to like it.
Is this Malik Nabers or something with the Jets?
Something with the Jets.
Okay.
NFL Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Real fast, how much do I have to brace for this?
I'd say maybe 50%. Could be a precursor.
Okay.
Sauce Gardner held out of practice today due to calf soreness. Team is still evaluating the injury.
I'm okay. I know why you say precursor calf generally tied into the Achilles.
It's Sauce Gardner, dude. Like,
no, I understand.
I mean, a calf is a calf regardless, but...
I get that. Not as worried as you thought I would have been.
Okay.
You know,
Yeah, and I'm not trying to make a bigger deal, no, but when you say he's held out of practice, calf soreness, you're right. I'm thinking calf, Achilles.
Calf strain. You know, I think this has been a much tougher camp under Aaron Glenn. A lot of hitting. Now, if he doesn't play Saturday, you know, I'm still not incredibly concerned. I would, listen, here's my timeline. As I hear this news and process in real time.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm not worried at all. I mean, I wish there was no news on Sauce's calf strain, but not worried now. If he doesn't play Saturday, I'll be disappointed just because I want to watch him play against the Giants, right? If he's not practicing early next week, even if it's somewhat limited, which then tells me, all right, he's back on track and he's good, then I would be worried.
Brian Costello just tweeted, Aaron Glenn won't say if the starters will play Saturday. Quote, the plan is the plan. So Glenn is not committing to whether the starters are going to play or not.
Of course they're going to start.
On Saturday. Well, I mean, he's not committing to it.
Well.
The plan is the plan. Okay, well, we'll see what that is. But yes, I mean, he's certainly, can't imagine Sauce is going to be playing on Saturday. If he's out of practice today with the calf strain, wouldn't you be? Anybody, see, I'm all for playing the starters. But anybody that's got any kind of an issue whatsoever, yes. I would not play.
I totally agree. See, because think of it. There's multiple things that are at stake here. You know, both Jets and Giants, but specific to Sauce here with the Jets. You know, you got guys trying to make a team. They got to play, all right? You've got an offensive line that's trying to gel, which I think has a chance to, as I said many times, to be. I think the Jets' O-line could be top 10, and I think that could be a little conservative. If you told me at the end of the day the Jets have a top 7 O-line, I wouldn't say you're nuts. So you want them to get some meaningful reps when there's people in the stadium. That helps a little bit accelerate that development. But the other thing, too, is like when you want to get a culture going here, you can't bypass the little tiny steps that good organizations could. The Niners, doesn't matter what they do. Ravens, doesn't matter what they do. Eagles, doesn't matter what they do right now. It does matter what the Jets and the Giants still do during the summer. It does.
And I think Glenn's doing it the right way. I just would be... You know, like you said, you never want to have these injuries pop up. But, you know, if it were an elbow, maybe even an ankle, I'd be like, all right, well, whatever. Sore ankle for a couple of days. Mm-hmm. The calf worries me. We saw this exact thing. I know Rodgers is different, older body. We've seen this with other players before.
Yep.
But with Rodgers, it was the calf at first. And then that obviously led to the blown Achilles. So, and we've seen the Achilles become such a frequent injury here.
7 in the NBA a year ago. 7.
That's what I mean. So yeah. I don't know what's going on, but that would have me concerned. A player that's going to be cutting as quickly as much as Sauce Gardner is, you know, and running all over the field now too, not just being tied to one side of the field defensively, and as important a player as Sauce Gardner is for the Jets defense, which is kind of getting overlooked a little bit because I think everybody's focusing on the offensive line, running the football, Justin Fields, Aaron Glenn. We don't talk about the Jets defense as much, certainly as we have the last several years. Sauce is a huge part of that.
He is, and I thought he was awful a year ago, certainly by his standards. I thought he was not locked in. I thought he was soft, and that's why I was calling him Soft Gardner.
Yeah.
I was, and but I think that he is a supremely, basically like all-time gifted player. You needed the right guy here. Now he's a little bit light, so he's never going to be an elite tackler, but at least he's got to be a willing tackler, which you saw a little snippet against Green Bay. He threw his pads and threw his body around a little bit. You know, it's funny, too, because I agree. He's great, and I think that the Jets' defense could be fantastic this year, whether it's Sherwood, whether it's Quincy, whether it's Q. I mean, whether it's I was just in baseball mode, so I'm not even thinking of all the names right now. You get Jermaine Johnson back. I mean, the Jets' defense could be very, very, very good. But I do think with this rash of Achilles injuries, like the Achilles used to be an old man's. That's it. The old man injury, playing Sunday basketball pickup. Or the 37-year-old NBA player hanging on by a thread or whatever it might be. I don't know what it is. Somebody needs to do a much more specific study, a real deep dive, because the Achilles injuries, it's not quite an epidemic, but it is very different than it used to be.
So not reason to panic yet.
No.
Concern as it pertains to the Jets and Sauce Gardner. By the way, we did the three random questions before. In case you missed it, check it out on the free Odyssey app. Three random questions is sponsored by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Injured? Visit injurylawyer.com. BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Back to the Pete Alonso stuff. Ralph is in Manhattan. What's up, Ralph?
You know, I hate golf too, so. And I And you know something? I've tried to enjoy playing golf the 4 or 5 times I've been on the course. It's just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. And Francesa is surprisingly a good golfer. I mean, he shocked me how he can swing on a golf course, but nevertheless.
What did he shoot? I mean, if you're shooting a 119 and Mike's shooting a 101, Mike's better than you,
no,
but is Mike
just,
good?
No, I wasn't playing with him. Yeah. I just watched him play. Also on a base.
Andy,
on a
where'd
baseball.
You watch him play?
Was he on TV?
Long time ago. It had to be about 20 years ago, maybe. But as far as dog goes, dog is a different story on a baseball field. But Francesca could play baseball, too.
Yep.
I'll give you this situation on Pete. This is my take. You know, take it for what it's worth. There's something that the Mets don't take to with this guy. There's something surprisingly off with this guy, I think, that the Mets see that we don't see. You know, behind the scenes, whether it's happening in the clubhouse, it's happening, maybe it's his shape, maybe it's his, you know, the modern-day ball player does not necessarily appear as Alonso does. But you have to remember about baseball. There have been some misshapen baseball players that have been excellent baseball players. You have a guy that lumbering around, that can't, you know, they're fat, whatever they're doing there, they can still play that game. And Pete's that guy. Pete is that guy. Every time somebody calls this radio station, guys, they have nothing but glowing they speak in glowing terms of this guy, and they love this guy. There's something that the Mets brass does not see that we obviously see.
That's all that matters, what they think.
And thanks for the call, Ralph. But that's not necessarily true.
In terms of a contract.
No, I know. But he's saying that everybody speaks glowingly of him, and there's something that everybody sees that the brass don't. I also watch Pete Alonso. Like, he's not a great athlete.
No.
He's face planting all over the field. Like, if you want to paint the negative picture, it's very easy. He can't throw the baseball.
Nah, that's his biggest weakness. He cannot throw it all.
Belly flopping. Now, he's done a great, great job of improving his defense to where it's become more than serviceable. You mentioned the scoops before.
Yep.
He's the best at that. He was metrically, I think, the best at that a year ago.
He was.
He might still be. At the very least, he's one of the best at scooping the baseball at first base. However, his footwork's not very good. His glove is, I'd say, you know, outside of the scoops, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But his arm is way below average. He's not a great runner, obviously, but that's not what he's supposed to be. He's not supposed to be a great athlete. He's supposed to be a power hitter, and that is what he is great at. There is no knock, even in a down year, with Pete Alonso's power. The issue the last couple of years was, one, the significant dip in average to go from a 270 roughly hitter to a 217 hitter is a significant drop. And then the other thing would be last year, even though the power numbers were there, it wasn't the impact that he's had this year. With fewer home runs so far this year, he's had far greater impact with those home runs than he had in his 34 home runs a year ago.
Okay, so when you talk about the defense and some other stuff, I do like to just back it up a little bit. We know what our eyes tell us here. So in terms of base running value this year, he's in the 13th percentile. In terms of fielding run value, he's in the 35th percentile. In terms of arm strength, he's in the 6th percentile. In terms of range, he's in the 21st percentile. And in terms of sprint speed, he's in the 11th percentile. So if this was 1980-something, I mean, Pete would have had a 6-7-year deal. He's going to retire a Met.
Right.
The game's gotten quicker, which means the analysis of the game has expanded. It's become much more intelligent. The ability to quantify not only strengths but weaknesses. And Pete has some very discernible weaknesses. His greatest strength is prolific all-time power. Is that enough to keep him here for 15 years? I don't think it is, based on what the Mets have basically told us without telling us, meaning contract negotiations. But, I mean, could anything change? Sure. I don't think it will.
Ralph is calling from Howard Beach. What's up, Ralph?
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ralph, what's going on, buddy?
All right, Ralph is not there. Maurice is calling from Greensboro, North Carolina. What's up, Maurice?
Hey, last time I hear your gals again. Always calling back. So just on Pete Alonso itself, man, I was just looking up his stats. His availability is always there. He's 96% 2019. He's third in home runs, first in RBIs. I think the only caveat is that what is Scott Boras going to do? Is Pete going to lead the negotiation or Boras is? And Boras is going to have to, I think
he's agent. What do you mean? You don't hire an agent to then all of a sudden you lead the negotiations. His agent's going to be doing it.
Yeah, I'm just concerned that Boras is going to make sure that he gets back. If he didn't get what he wanted, and you know, Boras, he's always going for that money. That's why I think Pete might just take the money and run.
Right, but there was no money to be found, Maurice, and thank you for the call elsewhere. That's the question here. They were going to do the same thing a year ago. Now, should it be easier, theoretically, coming off a better year for Pete? He's a year older.
That could neutralize the uptick in average.
But he's had a better year.
Yeah.
And by the way, Pete didn't get an awful deal according to what the market was saying. Like, he could value himself a certain thing. We kind of went what the market was going to be last year. He still was the highest paid first baseman in the league on the AAV.
Mm-hmm.
He might still be able to get that, but he's not going to get that for 5-6 years.
There's no way.
Okay, so that's the thing. So what's going to change? Boras is still the agent. If Pete wants to be here and they want to continue to play on deals like this, I think the Mets would be fine with that. The question is going to become, if there is one team that says, we'll commit to you 4 years, $35 million a year,
yep,
or 5 years, $30 million a year, whatever that is, would the Mets be willing to match that? I believe they will, with Steve Cohen trumping David Stern's thoughts on it.
I would think, I don't know this for sure, I would think the impending impasse staring at us from a baseball lockout or strike perspective, I don't know how that's going to impact the, I mean, it's not going to be good, that's obvious, but I would think that that would rule out some teams who might be like, all right, maybe we do give Pete X, Y, and Z. I think anybody that's going to be in play for Pete is going to just be a big boy. Yeah. Like, you know, top five, top six payrolls. I don't see somebody coming out of the weeds and doing, because there's just a lot of financial calculations that you need to use. And it's very hard to do because baseball is going to be broken in 2 years.
So Alonso's going to opt out, because if he did opt in, he would get himself $24 million just for next year.
Correct.
So he's starting with that baseline of opt out, and I'm going to get more than the $24 million.
100%.
But the question is going to be how, like, I would think he wants more guaranteed on the back end than another prove it deal, especially as you get older. So he's going to be looking for at least 3 years minimum, $30 million a year. And I like that's not a lot, I don't think, to ask.
I wouldn't crush the Mets if it's three years, $90 million.
Okay, no. So say 3 years, 100 or whatever. Like, that's not a big deal.
Yeah. I just think, like, when we start talking about 500 home runs, you know, he's not going to hit 100 home runs the rest of the year.
I know.
Like, that's where we got to get some separation from the reality of where he is statistically.
He said he wants to play till 40.
Oh, that's for him. That appears to me to be physically very unlikely.
But why not? Why can't he just be a DH that's going to hit home
runs?
What
is he going to look like when he's 40?
I think the same, probably.
I don't think. I mean, that's just my opinion. I don't think he's going to age well at all.
All right, but even if he, like, forget about, you're just talking about getting up in the batter's box and hitting. Like, John Carlos Stanton, we could have looked at his body years ago and said, well, how's this guy going to age? He looks like a Greek specimen, Greek god, physical specimen.
Yeah.
And yet he can't play. And give him credit, by the way, for playing the outfield.
He's playing great right now, by the way.
Saying, broken down body, I know what you mean. Never stay healthy.
Yeah.
All right, but he's a DH that's going to hit with power. I don't think. First of all, I don't like playing first base now, let alone 3, 5, 10 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
But I really don't believe that he's going to decline that much to where he can't be a 20 or so home run guy at age 37, 38.
That seems too deep into his 30s for me. Okay. I could be wrong. I mean, honestly, none of us know the answer. I could be wrong. If I'm Stearns, there's no way in hell I'm signing up for that. You know, the one thing, and again, I don't know how this impacted last February 12th, the offer, the done deal, boom. Like, there was a lot of, come on, he's on the precipice of becoming the all-time Mets home run leader. How are you going to let this guy walk? Well, now he is. Now, maybe that makes it even more like, now you're going to let him walk? But, again, 500 home runs is a long ways away. So I don't think there's any contract presentation, if there is, and there will be something, from the Mets to him. That's going to even give him a chance to get to 500. So no matter what, we're back at this spot at some point again, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, if you're talking about specifically 500, maybe. I do think, though, the time to cut ties with Alonso would have been last year. As difficult as it was after the postseason, it was only the postseason, a few home runs in the postseason, that changed the entire thought process. That would have been easier to me for Cohen and Stearns to rip the Band-Aid off and say, we're going to move on. Plus, you had Vientos in waiting, or the idea of Vlad Guerrero Jr. Like, it was easier to me to accept from a Met fan perspective that they could have moved on and understand it last year. I cannot now understand that, especially after, you know, the homegrown stuff and the record last night and the year that he's had more in particular.
888-808-1019. Time for the meat of the order for the Yankees last night. And the grill was pretty stacked and stocked there, Sally boy. Big G, 300 hitter. Look at him. Four hits, three ribbies, a bomb, Judge a home run. Jazz Chisholm had a couple of knocks as well, 2 for 3. So the Mets hammered a Twins team they always beat. But good to see the offense rolling. Rodon, rough first inning, 31 pitches, but settled down. Good stuff. Yanks, a couple of wins in a row. Hey, when you're looking for the meat for your order, choose Boar's Head. Committed to craft since 1905. 2-1-2, two Yankee observations that I had last night.
Yep.
All right, now number one, I don't know where it goes, but number one, it was beyond perplexing that Jazz Chisholm hadn't attempted a stolen base in 38 straight games. 38 with that speed. Now, you got to be on base, and he'd gotten a little chilly there, but that's inexcusable, unacceptable. What has happened very quietly here is that Jazz now has 7 steals in his last 12, and he's starting to run. I love that. The other thing, too, now, I'm not saying that he's completely fixed, but we got to hit Volpe for a second here. Anthony Volpe is showing signs of at least coming out of what was a horrendous emotional and physical month plus, the better. Because now, if you noticed, by the way, he's got 8 home runs since the All-Star break, which is second amongst AL shortstops, okay? He's got the same amount of RBIs as Witt. I'm not saying he's that kind of player. All I'm saying is that Anthony Volpe, when he was getting chewed up by everybody, mostly everybody, had two choices, collapse or fight. And the young man from Jersey fought. And if you watch him now, and this is very subtle, but I picked up on this, man, and I think this is intentional, and I think it's motivating him. When he hits a home run, he's starting to flip bats. He's starting to fling that thing like he's basically, I feel like, in his own way, he's saying, screw you. I'm going to stop thinking. I'm going to start flowing, and I'm going to start playing. The errors have stopped. The home runs have come back. He's played much better since the All-Star break. He's even stolen five or six bases during that span. So I'm seeing a pop from Volpe, seeing a little something from Jazz on the bases. Still a lot of issues and a lot of ways to go before I'm going to say that they're better than I think. I don't think they're a World Series team. I'm not saying that they are.
Yeah, I still believe that. But it's not as bad as it was, as everybody was making it out to be. Fire Boone, get rid of this guy, get rid of that guy. The Yankees will level things out here. Now, as far as their standing in the division, we'll find out. As far as how they're going to go in the postseason, again, we'll find out. I don't believe in the construction of the roster. I also don't believe in leaving these young guys out to dry. What you're going to see, though, is once Judge gets back in the outfield, which shouldn't be too far off, Dominguez is not going to be playing, which is something that I was advocating for earlier in the year, sending him down to try to make him better. What a thought, sending a player down to the minor leagues to, in fact, make him better, to help you down the road, instead of just leaving him out there in left field, which he can't play, and letting him die. Dominguez has had a god-awful season.
No, he hasn't. He's not had a god-awful season.
Oh,
you got to separate the defense. He's got 20 steals.
How many home runs do you have?
9, 10? No, but that's just a power
9,
thing,
10?
Sal.
Did he actually hit his ninth? I thought he was stuck on eight for
maybe,
a while.
Maybe he's got eight.
He's got nine, right?
Home
runs. Yeah, Dominguez,
he has
nine,
not had a god-awful season. Now, I can meet you in the middle. Yeah. You can say, hey, this kid doesn't look like he's going to be what we thought he would be. God-awful season. He's going to steal 30 bases.
Relative to the expectation.
Oh, that's a different conversation.
Yeah.
That's different.
He's been as unimpactful as you can possibly be for a guy who's got the majority of the playoff time. That's number one. Number two, where's Austin Wells been?
On the bench, where his ass should be.
He's been god-awful. Again, strike two for the New York Yankees. And with Volpe, he's been much...
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at Bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
better. And you could see it. He hit the big home run. I forget who it was, but it was at the stadium. He hit the big home run to tie the game.
Yeah.
Late. Who was that against? Tampa Bay, right? I think it was Tampa
Bay.
I
may have been on vacation in there.
Yeah.
No, well, he hit the one against the Marlins that Friday night. They lost that game 13-12.
No, but he hit one before that.
He did hit one too. Yeah.
And he was doing
He hit a couple against the Braves.
He was doing the LeBron thing where he's pushing it. Like, even in the midst of the doubt defensively, he started to show you a little bit of a confidence from Volpe, which was nice to see.
It's called New Jersey swag.
Yeah. Okay.
It's got some stones.
Yeah. He's hitting 218.
I understand.
Yeah.
So a lesser mind, a weaker mind would have been swallowed up.
Maybe, but he was swallowed up for the majority of the year.
And he fought his way out of it.
Okay. Now let's see.
Which is why we said don't send him down.
Yeah. Now let's see but I'm trying to send him down to save him.
But they didn't send him down, correct. And it worked because he saved himself.
Well, worked to what? Where is he hitting in the order?
Dude, Sal. Where he hits in the order.
No, he's a nine hitter. Like, that's not what he's supposed to be, and he's hitting 218. So I'm just saying, again, relative to the expectation, I agree that he has seemed to at least stabilize, which is something that I did not think was going to happen. I thought it was going to go the other way. You got to get him down out of here, get him the minor leagues, let him rebuild himself back up. To his credit, he stabilized. I still think we're a long way away from where he's supposed to be as a serviceable, everyday big league shortstop.
I agree with that. No, I agree with that. You know, listen, you can do whatever you want with stats, right? And Volpe's a very interesting case study with this because, I saw this last night. I mentioned it before. 65 ribbies, which ties in with Witt of Kansas City. I mean, that's, come on, let's get back to planet Earth. Witt, one of the best players in baseball. Volpe's trying to find his way with some real struggles this year. Okay, but to me, and I know we want everything to be linear, you know, just incremental step, superstar. It doesn't always work that way, all right? So, and I don't ever think he will be a superstar. I'm on the record with that. But when you are drowning, and there was a point, Sal, where Anthony Volpe was the primary discussion point on this station, mm-hmm. on this show, on social media. He was being mocked. I mean, throwing worm burners, just a message short, striking out at a ridiculous rate, playing horrendous baseball. At the end of the day, now this doesn't mean he's going to be great, but he's going to have 80-something RBIs and 20-something home runs. And I need more in the average. I need more in the on base, which is why...
How about the stolen bases?
I need more. Well, you got to be on base to do that. Yes, I do need more on that, no doubt. But the other thing, too, and I was texting somebody about this last night, I love seeing the home run and the swag, the way he just kind of dropped the bat. It's like, psst, like you're not going to destroy me. I'm from here, and I might not be Jeter, but I got some stones, and I'm going to fight through this. And he's done that. But what I loved was the next at bat when he walked. Because when you're like, you're struggling, you hit a home run, you hit a couple of home runs, the easy thing to do is just, hey, I'm swinging for the fences, screw everybody. He laid off on some pitches that he never lays off on. One fastball upstairs, one slider at his ankles. I actually thought that was the best at bat of the night. All I'm saying is, again, the young man had mm-hmm. two choices, drown or fight, and Volpe's a fighter.
Right, and at the end of it, it's going to be year three, and I don't think anybody, including Volpe himself, knows what he is or who he is as a player yet.
I agree. This is the nuance of the conversation, right? But now, if it would have continued...
Well, then he would have been a total disaster.
Well,
he stabilized. I think that's an important thing. He stabilized under the worst of storms possible.
Correct.
But now, he slowly started to come out of it, but now what is he as a player? Like, it's great that his power numbers are up this year. Almost everything else has gotten worse. Mm-hmm. The OPS is still nowhere near where
it's under 300. It's got to be 315, minimally. Well, it's got to be at this point. Yes, thank you.
On base. I'm talking about OPS as well.
710, 715?
708 right now.
Yeah, it's better than it's been a little bit.
The batting average is putrid.
Yeah,
the stolen bases are down. And the defense has not been good overall.
I agree.
In total. So, but yes, I did not think he was going to stabilize. Give him credit for stabilizing in the most difficult of circumstances.
That's all I'm saying.
Well, understood.
But that's a good starting point because without that, there is no next step.
Right, but then... Oh, correct.
I mean, come on.
So now the next step is going to be, how does he finish the season here?
Uh-huh.
All I'm asking for is some consistency.
I'd like it too.
Forget
I'm
about
with
stardom.
You.
Stardom. I want some consistency. And I'm not going to hang on certain numbers because you can hang on the ribbies, you can hang on the average, you can hang on the stolen bases.
Yep.
Compared to last year, you can hang on the home runs. Like he's all over the.
All you had to do was watch him play most of the season, and he was a mess.
Okay.
Forget about the numbers.
Now,
so I'm with you there.
So now that he's stabilized, and is not the problem that we thought he might be, certainly defensively. Now that he's looked to stabilize. A, can we trust him throughout the course of the postseason, assuming the Yankees get there, to make the plays?
Mm-hmm.
B, can he be the impact bat at times that I at least thought he was going to be when he first came up with the Yankees in the big spots.
Yeah.
And then see what is he going to be next year. Can the Yankees go into a year, again, trying to win the World Series, relying on Volpe in year four now to be their shortstop?
There's a ton of variables. I honestly, I'm not trying to be evasive. I don't know the answer probably to any of those questions because it's been such a mixed bag with him. What I know is he's still not making a lot of money. He's obviously a first-round talent that they're going to ride to the end. Lombard is a shortstop, so you got to factor that in. They drafted three of their first five draft picks this year in the draft a couple of weeks ago are shortstops. Can you punt them to second? Can you say goodbye to Jazz? I mean, there's a lot of options down the road, but here's what I know. I said he could have drowned or kept fighting. I'm going to put it a different way. If he didn't bounce back, while we don't know what he could be, I think there would have been a more definitive stamp on who he is, which would have changed his imprint on next season.
He deserves credit for weathering a very difficult, if not impossible, storm with everybody getting on him. And they wrote it out, and so far he's been able to come out the other side, even if it's for a few weeks or a month.
I'm happy for him, man. I'm so happy for the kid. And they need him.
Just to see him showing some confidence. They need him. Joe is in South Carolina. What's up, Joe?
What's up, fellas? Thanks for taking my call, man. Your show's the best. Hey, you guys, when you open the show, you mentioned Cohen's an art collector. And when it comes to Pete, my worry is this. Pete isn't a Picasso. He's a Van Gogh. And you know what happened? Van Gogh didn't make it till he was gone. And I'm worried about this organization that they're not going to appreciate what they got in Pete right now. Now, the fans, we do. We love Pete. But when it comes to the organization, man, they can't let Pete go. Because you know what? Once Pete's gone, it's too late. And does Pete got to cut his hair off? I mean, whatever he's got to do, but he's going to stay in New York, right?
Boy, you're really leading into this this art parallel. So, Joe, let me ask you this, though, because this is the question, and you don't want to hear it, but you'll answer truthfully, I can tell. Okay, so have, and it's not basketball, so it's not the same, but have the Mets won a World Series with Pete Alonso, yes or no?
No.
Okay, so that means, while they won't definitely win one without him, but they could. And that's got to be part of the calculation. Who could they be without him down the road?
Yeah.
It's got to be.
I don't think it's as easy as Joe was saying. Look, this is something that we've heard from the fans for years here with Pete Alonso. I try not to get caught up in that, well, he's our guy, the homegrown stuff. I think that you'd be a fool not to understand the majority of the fan base. Where it really hit me was this offseason, and you heard Darling allude to this on yesterday's SNY broadcast.
I was bouncing back and forth with the Yanks. I may miss this. Go ahead.
So in the offseason, you and I have talked about this before. Like, I remember specifically going to one of my neighbor's parties. It was probably the New Year's party.
Yeah, I remember you telling me.
And, like, I'm excited beyond anything that they got Soto. Like, that's what I wanted. Mm. The Mets needed that type of... I really didn't care what happened after that. You got Juan Soto. But, yeah. But everywhere you went from there, in public, whatever, people you talked to, what about Alonso? What about Alonso? And my response was always like, what about Alonso? You just signed Juan Soto. Well, what are we doing here? But the Met fan, and Darling said the same thing. Like, they go out, and, it's Ron Darling, so of course he's getting peppered with questions all over the place. Mm-hmm. It wasn't about Soto. It's about Alonso. The Met fan loves their guy, Pete Alonso, that much. Now, the Met fan has also loved Lucas Duda. They've also loved Ike Davis. Ty Wigginton, Daniel Murphy, you name it. Like, they fall in love with their guys, which is why that's not something I've ever done. I've never been in that trap of homegrown.
Well, Ordonez was one of those guys for you,
Well, he was actually the best defensive player.
But I'm saying, like, you loved him.
But not because he was homegrown, because he was a defensive guy. But it was, Like, there was always reason. I think a lot of times Mets fans overrate. It's not just Mets fans. Everybody does the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
The homegrown guys that come up through the system, they're highly touted and highly
overrated. You connected
overrated
to them.
Some are, right or wrong. And most of the time, it's wrong. With Alonso, there has been a proven track record. He's not Ike Davis. He's not Lucas Duda. He's not... even Daniel Murphy,
Not Rico Bronya.
He's not Rico Bronya. He's a proven commodity, mm-hmm. one of the most prolific power hitters in the sport, not just in Mets history, in the sport since he came into the league in 2019. So that should weigh something. Plus the fact that the fans love him and he's homegrown, that maybe makes it worth a little bit more. That's all that I'm saying.
Everything that Sal just said is 100% sensible. I agree. He's right. There's no pushback there. But now the question I throw out there is, well, if all that is true, why has he not been signed? That tells you so much.
I know. Why was he rumored to be, or not rumored, why was he floated out there as a potential trade possibility?
Correct.
Why was there a thought that he was not going to be back like the Mets were willing to let him go when they got frustrated, couldn't come to an agreement. They wanted him back, but they wanted him back at what they thought was a fair price. And Pete and his agent wanted over what the fair price was, and they were going to let him go. So they already showed you they could be shrewd. I think, though, after this prove-it year, I think it's going to be even more difficult on the Mets to let him go. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Been a lot of Pete Alonso. A couple more football things I want to get into. We'll do that next hour, BT. Obviously, we mentioned Sauce Gardner sitting out practice with a, what was it, strain calf? Is that what I said before? Strain calf that Brian Costello had reported before. Let's get back to the calls here on Pete Alonso and the Mets. Brendan is calling from White Plains. What's up, Brendan?
What's up, guys? How are you?
Good.
How you feeling?
I just wanted to kind of chime in. Unfortunately, there's a little bit of an epidemic. It's PBDS. It's polar bear derangement syndrome. And I think Sal's recovered from it, but BT, you still seem pretty locked in on it. And, like, we know the reasons that this guy should stay. Proven commodity, clutch in the playoffs, second to only Aaron Judge since 2019 in home runs. And yet, you push back on callers and say, well, let me ask you a question. Have the Mets won a World Series with him? Like, how can that be the response?
Well,
I would
hold
ask you
on.
The same thing, you know, about
Brent,
Aaron Judge.
Brent, hold on. I've only asked that once. I don't lean. If I leaned on that all the time, that would be idiotic. I mean, because Aaron Judge is one squat. So, no, I just.
That's what I'm saying. That's,
no, no,
that's
I know.
That kind of got me triggered.
No, yep. Go ahead. Let it rip. Go ahead.
No. That's kind of what I have to say. I just thought the pushback, and Judge is the reason I called.
All right, so let me ask you this, though, Big. Do you think I'm being unfair to Pete Alonso?
I think in the past you've been tremendously unfair. I think you've moved the needle a little bit because of current circumstances. I think a lot of people last year were talking about throwing Mark Vientos at first base. How would that have worked out? I mean, I just can't stand the
Brendan,
the Pete Alonso derangement.
But it's not derangement, it's reality. Here's the thing that you have to understand. It's not just me or BT or caller calls up that rips Alonso. The Mets organization
themselves
tried to trade Pete Alonso. Maybe not tried to, like, hey, let's just
get rid of him. We don't know that.
We do.
No, I do know that. That's a fact.
No, we don't.
No.
It's a fact that they tried to trade Pete Alonso.
That he was available.
Stating that.
Yes.
Brendan, come on.
It's a fact. It's been reported for years.
Years.
I'm not a reporter. I'm just telling you. Like that,
you guys came on the radio and said that he was a locker room problem, and there was no truth to that.
No,
it's a bunch of hearsay.
You're conflating stuff now. Yeah, you're conflating stuff here.
No,
this before Stearns came here, whether it was exploratory, I'm not even sure who initiated it, to be fair, but the Mets absolutely had conversations with the Brewers about Pete Alonso. You might trading him. You might not want to hear it, but it's fact.
Another fact: they were going to offer to trade him to the Cubs for Pete Crow Armstrong years ago. And the Cubs wouldn't even entertain the idea. Fact. Those are, like, reported facts. Now, you want to bring in the clubhouse stuff. That was also blown out of proportion. I never said Pete Alonso is toxic and a problem in the clubhouse. What I said was, and I got this from as good a source as you could possibly have, the Mets had an issue in the clubhouse. I said it first. The next day or so, it was reported that there were issues in the clubhouse. I never said it was Pete Alonso specifically, but he was a part of it. And at the time, I'm not saying he was part of the problem, he was a part of the clubhouse. At the time, he was one of the leaders in that clubhouse. The issues were with Verlander, Scherzer, that was what was reported afterward by the Post. And there was this thought around the league that the Mets were looked at as kind of a joke. Like, this was after the 2022 collapse. I'm pretty sure this is the 2023 season.
Who said that it's, like, the laziest group of players he's ever been around? And he left the outfielder, right?
Tommy Pham.
Tommy Pham.
So there were issues there. It got portrayed, and in part on our fault, not you or I, but digital, the way that it was sensationalized. I did use the word toxic. I never used the word toxic as it pertained to Pete Alonso. And that's the way that it was perceived, that it was toxic and Pete Alonso. So that is just complete BS and false nonsense. There were real clubhouse issues that the Mets had in 2023. And what I said was that I would have, and I stand by this, I would have changed the core. Remember, the core then was Lindor, Nimmo, Alonso, McNeil. I still believe that. I've been saying for years they got to trade McNeil. And I said earlier this season I would have traded Brandon Nimmo.
Yeah.
And I would be okay with Alonso walking if the Mets don't get the results that are expected. The difference is, this is all prior to this year, and even in this year I'd be okay with that scenario if the Mets don't make the playoffs, which I think that they're going to and they'll be fine. But if they don't, then I'd be okay with it. The difference is, Pete Alonso has proven himself again this year after two down years. So there's a lot of it's not just, all cut and dry. You said Pete's no good and you wanted to move on from Pete Alonso because of reason X. The Mets did themselves. Prior to that, it never even crossed my mind that the Mets would move on from Alonso. And then I heard that, I was like, what happened was, I'm going to tell you the truth.
All right, good.
I'm not going to reveal sources and all that stuff.
Go ahead.
Prior to any of this stuff, I'm just thinking, like most other Met fans, this guy's going to be the greatest. I've said this. I said it on the air. This guy's going to be the greatest Met position player that ever lived. He's going to have all these records and all this stuff. Then I hear that they're floating him out there to potentially have him in trade talks.
Mm-hmm.
And now my reaction to that, instead of, ooh, for who, was, what? Trade Pete Alonso? Are you out of your freaking mind? How could that be the case? And then I start hearing reasons why. And then that led to some of the other stuff that you heard about the clubhouse issues or whatever. But it was never specific to Pete Alonso being the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Then couple in that reality, okay, with them trying to trade and all that stuff. Couple that with the inconsistent, if not flat out, underperforming for two straight years.
Two.
Okay. Then go to last offseason. Like, almost everybody, I'm talking about Met fans included, were ready to move on from the Pete Alonso experiment.
There was a massive shift, I agree.
Oh, my God.
I agree with that.
Right up until the home run off of Devin Williams. Uh-huh. Like, literally right up until that.
It was over.
It was over. And that at-bat was like, it's now or never. Like, literally, this is it for Pete Alonso. And he delivered.
I know he did.
It gives me goosebumps thinking about amazing. One of the great moments in the history of the franchise.
And ruined my closer, but yeah, thanks. Go ahead.
Ruined Devin Williams and so on. And then the rest has changed.
Yep.
Even with that, though, the offseason was still murky, mm-hmm. where there was thought from the Mets themselves that Alonso was going to go elsewhere. So this is it's a long thing. It's not people not properly evaluating what Alonso is. You cannot dispute the power that he has put up. He is unquestioned one of the best power hitters in the sport since 2019. The question is, how much should you value that, and how could you possibly replace that? Where last year there were more options with Guerrero, with Vientos, those have fallen apart, and Pete Alonso has proven himself in a make-it-or-break-it year again.
Yeah, listen, Sal, the conversations that we had, nobody was into this Alonso stuff before we were. And we got knocked around a lot for it. That's okay, we're big boys, we took the shots, we knew what we knew, and we just kept moving. I absolutely have you back with this because I sit in the same studio with you. Now, when we were talking about the levels of toxicity within the Mets clubhouse, that is very distinct separation from you, which you never did, say Pete is toxic.
Right.
But that's correct. The way it was kind of presented. I get that. So I'm happy you clarify that. I know it because I was next to you, but yeah, that's fine.
We've been talking about this for years. This I know. Going back, you know, 2.5 years now.
I know. And listen, there's certain things you can't outrun, unfortunately. Like, it takes on a life of its own. We can only tell you what really happened. Go to Google, do some research. That's fine. I don't know what to tell you. The other thing, though, before we get the update and get back to the calls here, Pete, to me, has really become one of the, and this is not hyperbolic, like, I've thought about this, one of the most complex evaluations of any player in recent time. Because, and I don't mean legacies, like Patrick's legacy was a little tricky, Lundqvist a little amazing, but they didn't win. I'm not talking about that. Because there is trickiness with that. Batting leads with the back, whatever, David Wright with the back, that's basic stuff. Guys get hurt, guys don't win, black and white. I'm talking about, should we extend certain people in their prime? In this city, we know we either know it, nah, ain't the guy, or 100% is. Pete's a little different because what he does great, he also has deficiencies that I and you and others choose not to ignore because we're doing our job.
Well, how about all of Major League Baseball?
Well, you know that too, by not giving him a big contract.
Well, yeah. This is not like the Mets played this the same way they played every other guy. Brandon Nimmo had a market, which is why the Mets went above and beyond. Edwin Diaz, same thing. Jacob DeGrom had a market. Mets didn't want to go above and beyond because of the injury risk, and he went somewhere else.
Yep.
With Alonso, where was the market? Honestly, it's to a point where even I don't know. You could be a Pete detractor. You could be a Pete supporter. We had no idea what the market was going to look like last year. Thought it was fascinating conversation. And in the end, it was even worse than I thought that it was going to be.
I thought it would be a little bit more, too.
There was no market for him.
No. Mets basically threw him a bone in a lot of ways.
Now, I'd be curious if that's going to happen again this year, which it might.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.